that's a bit funky.
Okay, Dad. Thanks, Dad. Rita Steele's in the house.
Hola.
Staying alive, sustaining alive. Hey, what's on the agenda this week? What are we trying to maintain? What are we learning about how to do better?
One thing people
is
love...
Is that the goal? What is the goal of this segment? It really bums John out, most things. That we, John gets, like, real bummed out, and then you're like, oh, no, stop telling him the facts. Yeah. But we're past... that was just earlier, about 5 minutes ago.
If there's one thing I love, it's petrol.
The downfall of humanity.
The other thing I love, natural gas. But apparently they're not great things to love.
No, our days of being reliant on oil and fossil fuels are coming to an end. Have you heard of the term?
Peak oil?
Yes. Yes? What about fossil fuel slave?
Have I heard that term before?
Yeah.
No.
Well, everyone is a slave to fossil fuel, right?
Yeah, I guess so. But it's also that we have had, since we've had fossil fuels, we've been able to be a lot more productive. So,
the big boom in the world's doing stuff thing, whatever
things
you call
it. Things kind of took off.
Yeah, so...
We did great for a while, but in the 80s...
Yeah, we used to have slaves, but then we found fossil fuel and we went, oh, we don't need slaves, we've got fossil fuels. Okay. So one barrel of oil is the equivalent of 11 years of human labour. And that a barrel is about between 50 and 100 bucks.
Wow.
So we are buying 11 years of human labour.
Wow. But are we, I guess now, will the automated sort of onslaught fix those problems? Perhaps.
But it's all going to be driven by fossil fuels, the way
I'm
that we've built it.
I'm thinking about this in like someone giving you a piggyback around sort of thing. Like,
yeah.
Is one barrel of oil worth someone piggybacking you around for 11 years?
You can sort of, if that's what you want to do with your slave, John, then that's, yeah.
You can do with your fossil fuel slave as you wish.
Okay.
Grim.
You think about it, like, you know, tilling fields or turning over the soil on the fields, you know, we'd have to do that, you know, by hand.
Get that black gold.
That's the one.
Texas tea.
But we've got a big problem with it because globally we have to keep 80% of all known fossil fuels in the ground if we don't want to exceed the 2 degrees target.
It's kind of like keep the bus above 50 kind of scenario.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, how do we know what 80% is? How do we know when we've...
Oh, so they already know what stocks that what we've already discovered in the ground.
Okay.
They already have that number. I think it's about 53 years left of oil. But we'd have to keep 80% of it in the ground if we want to keep below 2 degrees, which is the level that they say we as humans can survive under. So going out and looking for more oil is basically going, you know what, we don't really care about your future. We don't care about your kids' future. We are sentencing you to...
That's trippy. So 2 degrees is like everything turns to crap.
Do you know that
kind of weirds me out? Because what's the human, you know, if your human body temperature fluctuates by how much? I think it's like the same sort of thing. Eh?
Yeah.
Wow, they really thought about this. Whoever designed all this stuff.
Mm.
There's no responsibility on any of the companies that are searching for oil or selling oil to manage.
John, try not to get everybody in this room killed, mate.
Causing.
Just take it easy with your comments.
There's no a price on all of that. No, there's not. There's not. And in fact, you know, you've got some of them saying, well, you guys don't really deserve to live anyway. Like some of the stuff that's coming out from some of these companies is pretty awful. You know, some companies suing companies because they're stopping their oil exploration permits. And in New Zealand, the permits that we've given out. So our current government's indicated that we will phase out some of these oil exploration permits. But the ones that we've already given out, we're going to see through. Or we're going
to
honour them. Which you can kind of see why. But at the same time, when you see, you know, when you understand that it is going to sentence us to the end of our civilization, it's like within a pretty short time frame, it's like, hey guys, you know, how about your profits? You know, are they that important?
Yeah,
what about
yeah,
your
yeah.
grandkids?
Yeah, true. We're shit at remembering things, humans, and really pretty bad at looking into the future as well.
We are.
Well, this all kind of came up because I was made aware that that old mate, the seismic boat, is back down the South Island, kind of shooting echoes into the ground and doing tweaked out crap like that.
Yeah.
Trying to find oil, right?
Or some crap. So mapping the floor to find oil. Possible oil deposits.
And so is it like an American company's kind of doing that, or like what's the...
It's pretty hard to, I think, trace back exactly where these companies, because I think they're kind of conglomerates ownership. Yeah. And they're really bad for our sea life. So we know that they damage everything from the littlest of our creatures, so the krill and that sort of thing, right through to dolphins and whales. And there's actually some...
It must fuck them up, hey? Like the vibrations and stuff.
Yeah, they do. They confuse them. And it's kind of just like having somebody like banging like a gong right next to your head for like constantly for months and months and months and months. And, you know, whales will avoid the area, which is actually their migratory pattern.
Yes.
And
that could.
So in Europe, they've actually got some pretty good regulations recently about this. So and as a result, the exploration companies have to like work around them or have mitigation measures, and we don't have any of that in New Zealand.
Why don't we?
I think because it's a relatively new industry for us. We haven't really had exploration for that long, so we haven't developed anything. And getting...
Remember when you used to be able to buy that fake weed from the dairy for a bit?
Exactly. That's
what was
a good
up with that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, how did that happen in the first place? Kind of same thing.
Because
I think,
we literally just didn't have a rule.
It's
it was
stupid.
Like, yeah. And then someone went, hey, people are dying. Maybe we need to make a rule. Mm. So you know, somebody, and then a lot of the time, the only people that care, like in a situation like that, the only people that care about the whales is probably the Green Party. Mm. So it's waiting for them to get like a ballot drawn out that has this as a bill.
Right.
And even before then, there are probably bigger problems that they might be putting in up first, like, you know, people dying on the street or whatever. So it's complicated. But there is fixes, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, I think one, we have to, again, it's all about deciding, do we want to have a future as a species? Do we want to be here? Do we want to be here in 100 years' time?
Sort of up in the air, I'm up in the air on that one. Was that a
but
question?
You don't have children. You've sort of got it.
In 50 years' time, I think we'll be able to download ourselves into a computer, so we won't really need to worry about the environment.
You'll need to worry about the efficiency of the computer factory.
That's
fine. You've got to keep those servers cool, right?
Mm.
Yeah, especially if it's 2 degrees over, which it's, we're currently on track to be a lot more than 2 degrees. There's scientists out there that think we're aiming for, or we're looking at more like 5 degrees.
What can I do in my day-to-day life to avert this crisis?
Okay, so to avert the crisis, the biggest thing, the quickest, fastest thing you can do is divest. So if you've got a KiwiSaver account, if you've got any shares or savings, you guys are looking at me like, what? Eh? You can ask your bank to make sure that your bank is not investing in fossil fuels.
Because
it's kind of a bad investment. It actually, it's costly.
Because that's what they'll listen to, right? The money. Say, look, I'm going to take my money away. And they're like, oh, wait a minute.
I mean, I'd love for there to be some big economic revolution, but short of that, we have to kind of work within the system. And you know, so demanding divestment, and actually it's a really bad investment. It's costed more, 15 times more every year, 15% more every year for the last decade to get oil. So, and we're not paying 15% more every year on our oil prices. So they're taking a hit.
Hey, that's good news.
Yeah, we're winning. I just saved you money on the petrol prices. Every time you go to the petrol pump, you go, you know, I'm actually getting a discount here. Divestment, and lots of the big companies and banks are starting to move away from it. I think Auckland University has, like, some of
them.
Something
went down a while ago.
About that. Try and use public transport. You know, in New Zealand, we're really lucky. Most of our energy is from renewable resources, and we've got lots of wind farms that have actually already been approved, and we're just not even using enough fossil fuels, energy to require them at this stage. So we're pretty lucky, and our future with electronic vehicles is pretty secure because we've got this surplus of energy. So we're actually really lucky in New Zealand. Mm. It's just about, you know, do you need to drive your car with one person in it? Could you take a bus once a day?
Yeah.
I mean, I know it sounds little and small, but, you know, short of, like, quitting your job and moving to the country.
I just think that these things have to actually I know it's like, my rights, but for me, this has to come from the top. I think it has to be law, like driverless days and all that stuff.
I completely agree.
It happened back in like the 80s, didn't it? Some crap like that, where you could only drive your car on like a Monday.
Yeah. No, I completely agree. I think it's, you know, that old argument, oh, you can't go to an oil protest if you're driving a car. And it's like, yeah, but there's nothing wrong with asking for change.
What about old mate on the kayak? That was embarrassing, wasn't it?
Hey, I've seen lots of people using the Auckland cycleways in the morning.
I was on an electric scooter the other day via Scootling. Shout out Scootling, doing good things. Oh, supply the people, but still quite spinny, these changes.
Yeah. I mean, the biggest one is going to be carbon tax. So the moment that we have carbon tax on our, on our every bit of carbon dioxide we produce.
Does that include the cows?
It should include the cows, because methane is a really powerful greenhouse gas.
The cows,
the cows are not
grunty,
so good.
Grunty. It's coming out their butts, John.
Cheers.
I'm trying to think of the last fart joke we had on. It's been a long time between fart jokes. Probably worth it.
Cheers. Okay.
Yeah, especially because we talked about natural gas and it didn't come up at all.
Yeah, we left that, didn't we?
Yeah, totally.
No, it took a lot.
Yeah, so just vote accordingly. Tell your MP you don't mind paying a bit more for the future of your planet.
Right on.
Sweet, Rita. Thank you very much.
No worries.
Hey.
Should I play the Steve Winwood?
Is it got a sustainability feel about it?
Yeah, kinda.